You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network. This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Arman Sadeghi.
Hey there, everybody. Today's podcast is for the business people out there. This is for my entrepreneurs, those who are either already in business or those who are looking to start their own business. There's some really common mistakes that you guys make out there, and it drives me crazy. This podcast today is focused on one particular thing. It's short and it's sweet and it's to the point, and it is going to help you take your business to a level that is out of this world, let me tell you. All right. If you haven't started your business, this is the podcast you need to be listening to. Because the bottom line is, when I look at businesses that are just getting started, or I look at businesses, people who've been in business for 2 years, for 5 years, for even 10 years, what I see consistently is that people are in business trying to do what they want to do. And the key word there is they. See, everybody goes into business trying to do what they want to do. But see, that doesn't work. You can't go into business trying to do what you want to do. You have to go into business trying to produce results for people. So let's say, for example, you're going to create some sort of a service. The service you create cannot be the service you want to provide. Now, I'm not telling you to go provide a service that you have no passion for. That's not it. But what I'm telling you is, as you're trying to take your service and develop it, focus less on the kind of service you would like to deliver and focus more on the kind of service that is going to get results for people out there. Now, for people, for businesses, it depends on if you're a B2C or B2B, but at the bottom line is, you have to produce results for people. If you're not producing results, why are you in business? There are a lot of businesses out there that go out and produce a product or service that does not get the results for people. And interestingly enough, some of them do fairly well. Now, again, the key here is fairly well. They're never going to hit it out of the ballpark. It's never going to be a grand slam business, but they can actually survive doing this. There are entire industries that are built like this. If you ask me, the entire SEO industry, search engine optimization, I believe the entire thing is a sham. That's why I went out there a year and a half ago and started my own SEO company, because I'm tired of these fake things that they do, but they make money. They make money doing it because people don't know any better and they pay them. But I'm sick and tired of industries like that. I see people go into business, and the sad part is they never really make as much money as they could because they're not focused on how do I get results for people. Imagine if search engine optimization companies actually started to focus on not what will people pay for, but how do I get results? Because you see, everything in life and business has an order of operations. Everything has an order of operations. And if you're familiar with my concept of order of operations, you know what I mean. It means you have to do things in a certain order to get the results. If you don't know it, go on Google and Google order of operations math, and you'll see what it means. And math, if you don't do things in the right order, you get the wrong results. In life and in business, it's the same thing. See, most people, when they start a business, they focus first on what they want to do, the product or service that they want to produce. Then second, they focus on what will people pay for. And third, if ever, they focus on what? Results for the customer or their ideal client. Unfortunately, that is the wrong order of operations. The correct order of operations is to first, yes, you got to think about, what would I have an interest in? What am I passionate about? Yes, you've got to start there. But it's not the specifics, it's the overall, right? Once you've decided what you're passionate about, what you then do, you go to the first item on the order of operations, and that is, what results can I produce for people? What can I do that will produce massive results? What can I do that will produce results at a higher level than anyone else is doing it? If you've listened to one of my other podcast episodes called Revolutionizing an Industry, awesome. You know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, go listen to that podcast right after this, because that plus this means absolutely revolutionizing you as an entrepreneur. All right. So what you have to understand then is, number one, you've got to figure out, how do you get results? How do you get better results than anyone else? Once you've done that, now you say, all right, how do I monetize this? How can I make it where I can produce results and monetize it? By the way, I'll give you a little secret. If you produce results, you will be able to monetize it. Making money will be very easy once you're producing results for people. I mean, No one has to force someone to buy an iPhone these days. I mean, they do marketing, but for crying out loud, they don't need to. They make the best product in the industry, so they're going to be just fine, right? But they have to keep innovating, of course, right? Because they've revolutionized an industry, but they're going to have to keep revolutionizing it to be able to go. But for you out there, you have to understand in your business, how do you get results? Whatever business it is that you're in, you've got to get out of your own head and you've got to get into the world of your ideal client. And you've got to focus on what does my ideal client want and need. If you can focus on that, now what you can do is you can figure out how to monetize it. And again, monetizing something that gets results is very, very easy. Early on, it may not be as easy, but very quickly, trust me, it will start happening. And you'll have a line of people and businesses wanting your product or service as long as you're producing results. Now, once you've done those two, then you go back to focusing on yourself. And you say, how can I make myself even more passionate about this? Now, if you started with the step that was sort of the pre-first step, which was figure out what general area you'd be passionate about. Imagine if you're already in that realm and now you're producing results for people, how can you not be passionate about that? See, in this podcast, this is the perfect example. I could come on this podcast and talk only about what I want to talk about, but that doesn't work. I have to follow the order of operations. So first I asked myself, what is it, right? Before the first step, I asked myself, what am I passionate about? And I said, I am passionate about helping entrepreneurs, business people, hardworking people, stay-at-home moms, people who work their butts off to try to get results. I want to help them live life and business at levels that they never thought possible. And then I said, awesome, how can I do that? Answer was a podcast, right? So then as I start coming up with the content for my podcast, number one, I have to say, how do I get results for you? So today, as I talk about this topic, maybe there are other topics that I could enjoy talking about more. But I've got to talk about the topic that I believe is going to get you the biggest and best results in your business. So today I talk about this. And then the second thing is, okay, can you monetize this? Well, let me tell you, of course it's going to be monetized. If you are getting results, right? And then I have something to sell you. If at the end of this podcast, which by the way, there's nothing for me to sell you today, I apologize. But if I wanted to sell you something, let's say I wanted to sell you business coaching. Well, of course you're going to go for it because I'm already getting results for you, right? If 6 months from now, you've implemented the things I'm talking about and you're making 10 times more money than you've ever made before. By the way, I have a lot of clients doing that, right? Those kinds of results are common when you take the things I talk about and put them into action. And if you're doing that, well, then of course you're going to want to come and pay me for something. And that's what you have to understand. And then third, I do have to go back and focus on myself a bit and say, okay, how can I make this even more enjoyable? But the key words there are even more. It cannot start with what do I want to do? Of course, on the other hand, I want you to understand, getting results is not easy. There's a reason. Literally 99% of companies doing search engine optimization, they do not get results. Do you know how this entire industry is built? The entire industry is built basically on having massive, massive margin, meaning they make so much money off of each client that they can afford to gain and lose clients like they're nothing, and it doesn't really matter. That's how they make money. By the way, if you're in the SEO business and you didn't know this, wake up. Let me explain it to you. 99% of you out there, the only reason you're in business and making money is because you're producing a crappy service with crappy results, but your clients don't know any better. And you lose a lot of clients. I know you do, because you're not getting results for them. And guess what happens? They just leave and they go to another company and they think, oh, you were a bad company. What they don't understand is this is a bad industry, right? People aren't doing it right. Now, there's some companies, and I know a few of these, that are actually doing it right. And I've established one of those companies myself. And it's because if you produce results, you're going to get the money, you're going to get all the other stuff. But it is hard to produce results. Let me tell you, when it comes to search engine optimization, we have been working our butts off for over a year now and trying to figure out all the best ways of getting results. And it is not easy at all to get results. And the problem is, initially, when you're focused on results, nobody wants to pay you for it. It's incredible. If you do the sham stuff where you're faking it, people will pay you all kinds of money for it at this stage, right? But if you're getting results, if you're focused on getting results, then it doesn't have all the glitz and the glamour and all the show. So people may not be willing to pay you for it. But guess what? Once you start getting a couple of companies, a couple of people getting results, then it will be easy. You'll have business coming to you in avalanches, but you've got to be getting those crazy out of this world results. So what I want you to do is identify, right, the general area you want to be in, And then, of course, as I've talked about before and I will talk about in the future, identify who your ideal client is and then say, for that ideal client, how do I get results? And part of that might be, think about what is the result they're after. See, again, it's the result they're after. Since I've been harping on SEO, let's just go back to that. Nobody wants SEO for the purpose of spending money. No one even wants SEO for the purpose of ranking high on Google. No one wants SEO for the purpose of getting clicks to their website. What people want SEO for, they don't even want SEO for the purpose of getting leads. See, I'm taking you through this funnel because the first step in the funnel is, all right, if I'm getting exposure on Google or on search engines, that's a good thing. Then if people click, that's an even better thing. Then if people click and fill out a form, now I have a lead, that's really good, right? And then if I can convert that lead, that's even better. But see, none of those are the result. And some of my SEO folks out there are listening going, well, Armand, what the heck is the result then? See, the result is the client to make money. That's what they want to do. They're in business to make money. So who cares if they're first on Google for some keyword that's irrelevant and they're getting 1,000 clicks a day or 1,000 clicks a minute, whatever your scale is, I don't care. And then they're getting, you know, 500 leads a day and they're converting 250 to those leads if they're not making money off of them. So the key is when you're doing SEO, for example, the only metric you should be looking at, the only metric that matters is how much profit did you make based on the money that you spent doing marketing. That's the only thing that matters. Nothing else matters. So if you can get someone to fourth place in Google and have that create a certain number of clicks, maybe only create 5 clicks, and then those 5 clicks lead to only 2 leads, but those 2 leads produce more profit than the other 500 leads you got through the other campaign where they were first and got 1,000 clicks, what's the difference? What do you care? The key is to get results. So you in your business, you've got to get absolutely laser focused on how are you going to produce a result for your client. Whatever business you're in, it's about how do you produce that result? How do you make it where your client is getting what they want? And a big part of it, by the way, is you've got to ask your client what results they're after. And you've got to coach them through this process. In fact, one of my coaching clients, I had a whole call with him the other day for almost 2 hours where we talked about, I said, what is it that your ideal client needs? And he said he didn't know. And this is a brilliant businessman, a guy I really respect. And he's out there listening to this right now. And I said, hey, what could you do to find out what they want? He said, well, I could do a questionnaire. And this is how you know the guy is a brilliant businessman. He then produces a 5-page questionnaire that he's going to go out and give his ideal clients so he can figure out what their pain points are in the business. Because he was shocked to realize he really didn't know that much about his client's business, right? He's been in the business for a long time. He's successful, but he wants to be even more successful, right? And those are the kind of people I coach, by the way. People don't come get coaching from me because they're at nowhere in life and they want to sort of like get started. No, people come to me because they're successful. They're already successful and they want to go to that next level, right? I refer to it as they're fueled by jet fuel and I inject rocket fuel into them, right? Those are the kind of people who come to me. So if you're out there and you're just getting started, listen, you can start with rocket fuel. You don't have to start with 87 octane and work your way up. And if you've already been in business, it's time to inject some rocket fuel into this business. Focus on what exactly is it that your clients want? What results do they want? And then figure out, and the key here is figure out, you're going to have to be an inventor. You're going to have to be innovative. You're going to have to get out there and figure out how to produce results like no one else is producing. If you do that, let me tell you, my friends, you are going to have incredible, incredible success. That's my message for you today. And by the way, I was just looking at some numbers here for this podcast, and our podcast is going crazy. So I want to thank you guys for telling your friends and family about it, for making sure that you're listening in, tuning in and listening to every one of these episodes, and doing as much as you can. If you're getting quality information out of this podcast, please do me a favor. Take this information, put it out on your Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it is that you do out there. Tell your friends and family about it. And also give us feedback. Let us know how we're doing. And as always, you can always go to my Facebook and you can request content for me to talk about. A lot of these things are coming from requests that I've had from people. So what I want you to do is please get out there, spread the word. Let's help make this world a better place by changing people's lives, by helping people take their business to the next level, making sure that they have incredible health, incredible fitness, incredible wealth, incredible relationships, and let's all have fun together, all right? I love you all. And most important of all, go out there today, lead with your heart. Love you. Have a great night, day, whatever it is. All right, testing, 1, 2. What's up, everybody out there in iTunes land? Let's hear it for iTunes. Woo! Android people, are you out there? Can you hear me? According to the analytics of the data, there are not very many Android listeners. Come on, people. Let's get with it. Either get a real phone or start listening to my podcast. You weren't recording that, were you? Damn. You know, as a sound engineer, you're supposed to be more interested in getting good content than just getting bloopers. Not sure if you're aware of this or not, but yeah. Am I allowed to give shout-outs during the bloopers? I want to give a shout-out to my wife. I think she's my favorite, she's my favorite anyways, but I think my podcast is her favorite podcast, which is good. It's good. When you can win over your wife and she's actually willing to listen to you and like sit there and hear your voice in her car while she's driving, that's a good sign. That's a really good sign, especially after almost 10 years. All right, so here we go. That doesn't get the results for people. Oh, I screwed that up. Let's go back. There are a lot of business out there. All
right. Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Siddegi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.